This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1223, whole versus entire, and does it matter in English? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 123 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Did you eat the whole pizza or the entire pizza? Find out how to use these words and why learning chunks and idioms is sometimes the best way to go. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Excellent, Michelle. I'm feeling good. I was just at a podcasters conference in Florida, actually. I flew from California to Florida, so total climate change. But we were inside for a while and at this conference learning lots of things about podcasting. So I'm feeling good now.
That's awesome. Oh, I bet that's really, really interesting for you. I would definitely love to hear about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about you, Michelle? What's been going on in New York?
Just enjoying the summer. My baby's doing well. He's a real sweetie. But you know what? The only thing is, like, I never get to read anymore, which is funny because once on Instagram, I don't know if you remember this, but I posted a picture of books and I said I was a bookworm.
That wasn't too long ago. That was just
right.
I'm
like a wannabe bookworm now because I haven't read an entire book in so long because I never have time anymore. I have a lot of books that I've been meaning to read, but I just don't get to, unfortunately.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, I think it's not just you. I think a lot of people nowadays do struggle to pick up a book and read it from beginning to end, right? To read the entire book. That's tough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. So I don't know, but maybe one day. But guys, I don't know if you heard, we were saying this word entire, right? Today we have an interesting listener question about the difference between the words entire and whole.
Ooh, Michelle, I'm excited to find out what the differences are.
it's very, very subtle. We'll talk about it. But before we get into that, guys, we wanted you to hit subscribe on your podcast player, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, definitely. Guys, if you are not subscribed to All Ears English, if it's just in your player deck, for example, and you're not subscribing, then you are missing bonus episodes. You're missing important things. So make sure that you check right now, look at your podcast player and make sure that you are subscribed. Okay, guys? Awesome. All right.
Yeah, so, for sure. So yeah, Lindsay, would you want to read the listener question for us?
Sure. So this is coming in from Radmila. So hi, girls. I've been listening to your show every day for 8 months, and I think it's it's a life-changing experience for me.
Wow,
that's amazing. Your episodes are really deep and insightful, and I love the way you convey positive energy through your voices. Cool.
Aw, thank you.
I would really appreciate it if you could elaborate on the difference between the words whole and entire. For instance, if I'd like to say I had a sleepless night, should I say I haven't been sleeping for the whole night or the entire night? Thanks in advance. Cheers. Awesome.
Interesting. Okay. This is a really good question. And thank you so much for listening. So this took me a little bit, you know, on a little bit of a spiral, right? When I started researching this, I saw a lot of information that was kind of a bit confusing and really unnecessarily so, in my opinion. I mean, Lindsay, can you think off of the top of your head without thinking about it much, would you say that there's a big difference between these words?
I don't think there's a huge difference. Yeah. I really don't. And I think most natives, honestly, guys, I mean, this show, we're going to show you that some differences today and we're going to answer your question, but always come back to connection, not perfection, because I can guarantee you that the average native speaker, if I grab someone off the street right now, that's an educated American native speaker, they would not be able to tell you the difference most of the time. Right, Michelle? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they would have to really think for a long time and probably start using the internet. And yes.
Yeah.
But yes, we will try our best today, but we're not going to get into like the whole grammar of it today, but we're just going to talk about the use in general. So of course there are different forms of the words, which you'll hear a bit of later. I like Lindsay just said, I personally would think these words are the same, but there's one thing that I found in my research is kind of the level of formality. Does one sound a little bit more formal to you, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think entire does sound a little bit more formal. Yeah, I would say maybe if we're buttoning up our language, I love that term. Right. That might be a good keyword for today. Buttoning up our language a little bit. then that means we are elevating our language just a tiny bit. In some circumstances, we may use entire instead of whole.
Right. Yeah. So guys, in the listener's example, right, I would say that it depends on who you're talking to and on your personality in general, like the whole night or the entire night. Or I would actually just say, I haven't slept all night. I would use that little chunk. Like, that's probably what I would say. But yeah. I think it just depends on, you know, your personal preference. So, I mean, there may be some different deeper reasons as to why I would use one or the over the other. But in general, I might say whole in everyday situations. Like, okay, for this example, Lindsay, I watched the whole movie or I watched the entire movie. Would you say there's a real difference?
No, not really. I would, maybe we could say that entire is more emphatic, like you're emphasizing it more. I watched the entire movie and I didn't see this actor or something, right? Mm-hmm. But not really. It's really, really minimal. Any differences here in terms of, I really think they're interchangeable, to be honest.
Right. I think so too. And, you know, like if you guys, you know, go on Google searches and go down the whole rabbit hole of Google, you know, you might find some minor things. But, you know, today we're really actually going to focus more on like chunks, actually, which I think is the better idea, because otherwise you get focused on this minutia that I'm telling you isn't going to help you with your connection, right? So we're not even going to talk about those teeny tiny things today. Well, we're going to talk more about chunks, because I think that that's mostly the helpful thing to do. So another one, they came late, so they missed the whole show, or they came late, so they missed the entire show.
The same. I mean, I mean, I mean, Michelle, it's true. Like, we're going to turn this episode in a different direction now. We're going to give you these chunks because that's the point of this show, is we don't want you guys to be paralyzed with English. We want you to feel free. Okay. And once you can mirror native chunks that natives use, that connection is going to become so much stronger between you and the native speaker in front of you.
Exactly. What's another, Lindsay? One about pizza.
All right, just to prove how similar they are. I can't believe I ate a whole pizza all by myself. I can't believe I ate an entire pizza all by myself. Like I said before, the only slight difference that I see is when I might want to just really emphasize an entire pizza. Right. I might want to have some fun with my intonation.
That's a really
there.
Good point.
Yeah. But that's it. You know?
And again, there might be some teeny tiny differences, but let's focus on the chunks. So let's do it. So let's do some with whole. So what's one, Lindsay, that we could do?
Ooh, this is a great one, guys. I hope you are writing this down. I hope you are adding this to your personal power list. If you're in the iOS app, this is great. On the whole. I love this because I would almost guarantee a lot of our listeners haven't heard it yet. It's fresh. It's new. It's native.
Yeah. And it means basically overall, right?
Yes, generally, right? On the whole, she's a good worker. I think she should get the promotion. Love it.
Right.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Right. So that's a good one. So now we have a couple of fun ones. I love this one. I'm not saying that I say it all the time, but if I am in a silly mood, I would say either one of these. The whole kit and caboodle.
You know
what?
Have you
heard this, Lindsay?
That's so, yeah, it's so funny because I didn't really know how to what this phrase was. I've heard it, but I used to think it was the whole kitten and caboodle, like kitten, like a cat.
The whole kitten caboodle.
I'm like, what's a caboodle? What is that? What does that even mean? I don't even know what that word means. Honestly, I don't know what that word means.
Awesome. Yeah, well, so the whole kit and caboodle, it basically means everything involved. Like, okay. I heard everything you said, Lindsay, the whole kit and caboodle.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome. And okay, then I love the next one. This one I definitely know and use. So the whole shebang. Okay, everything involved, right? So
also, yeah.
So that's what we have to do. The whole shebang. It's a lot, but don't worry, we'll get it done. Love it. Okay.
Right. Right. That's a really fun one. So these ones aren't quite as fun, which actually maybe goes to show you that entire may be a little bit more formal. Well, but
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they're not quite as fun, but they're definitely useful. I mean, I think this phrase that we're going to teach right now is really useful in a professional situation or anytime you want to elevate your language. Right. What
they're
is that phrase,
important.
Michelle?
So that's not entirely true.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So entirely can be used in this way. So often, like, so let's use an example. So I know you think I never come on time, but that's not entirely true. Remember, I was early last week. So it mm-hmm. basically means completely, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. That's not entirely true. Yeah. It sounds articulate to me. It sounds good. I like it.
Right.
And then the next one, though, in its entirety. Now, this is good because this will make you sound smart. It'll make you sound very native, guys. In its entirety. It means everything. For example, I finished the work in its entirety. I'm going home.
Exactly. Yeah, that's you could say I finished all my work. I unfinished the entire thing. I finished the whole thing. But this sounds, I finished the work in its entirety. Very, very fancy.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways we could say that. And so I'm sure that these are going to be added to our power list. You could add these to your power list, guys. These are some great ones, Michelle, for the app. I'm so excited for these. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's do a little role play. We're not going to use every single one of these guys, but we'll go through some of them. So, Lindsay, I'm sorry to say another boring relationship. No, I'm just joking. I'm always trying to think of like interesting relationships for these role plays. But sometimes it's just, we need the basics.
Easy? Yeah, the basics. All right. So that's OK. So,
back to the basics.
So we're coworkers.
So we're coworkers.
So, hey, did you finish the section on marketing?
I did. I read the whole thing. You did a great job.
Oh, thanks. I was working on it the entire night.
Yeah. I mean, on the whole, there's not much to change, just a few minor things.
Okay. Well, let's go over the report in its entirety.
Yep. The whole kit and caboodle.
Yep.
Okay.
That's good. So I don't say, so for this phrase in its entirety, I like it. It sounds cool. It sounds smart. I don't say it much. Maybe that means I'm not smart. I don't know.
No. Yeah. Guys, yeah, it is true. This is, I think you would hear this in more formal meetings or things like that. So, you will hear it and it's a good one to know. But yeah, it may make you sound a certain way. So decide how do you want to sound? Who are you talking to?
Yeah. And that starts with, just observing where you are. Are you at work? Are you working at a tech company in Silicon Valley? Probably people are not going to speak that way because they show up in hoodies and jeans, right? They show up and they play ping pong at work. It's a more casual work environment. Or are you working on Wall Street in New York where it's going to be a little more buttoned up, like we said before, right? So it's about observing the environment, listening to what your coworkers are saying and what you want to try saying. Love that.
Exactly. All right. So let's just go through. So I said I read the whole thing. So I could have said I read the entire thing, right? But I chose to say the whole thing.
And then I said I was working on it the entire night. And I really used that opportunity to show my intonation, to show my pain, right? I was working on it the entire night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then what I said, I mean, on the whole, there's not much to change, right? So overall.
Yeah, that's good. And I like that one. I think that one's used more commonly, for sure, on the whole. And then I said, let's go over the report together in its entirety. And that also may be something you might write in an email more often or something. So just kind of put an asterisk next to that one. Watch out for it and just judge whether you're in a formal enough environment to use it. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I decided you got very serious with your language and formal. And then I lightened the mood and I said, yep, the whole kit and caboodle.
Right. That's so funny. Do you use that in your daily life, Michelle? That
I don't think I use it in my daily life. I might I might use it like when I'm trying to lighten the mood or, oh, I'm so sorry if you hear a baby crying in the background. It sounds like he's having a lot of fun. anyway, he says hi. It might say, you know, if it is, if I'm having a lot of fun with my language. Yeah, I mean, it's a good one to know.
Yeah. I love it. Well, now I know that it's not the whole kitten and caboodle. It's the whole kit and caboodle. Thank you for clearing that up.
You're welcome, Lindsay. All right. You're welcome.
So what's the takeaway today, Michelle? What are we going to leave our listeners with today?
Yeah. So, guys, we could do a huge follow up on this episode. You know, we could do more ways to say, you know, entire, whole, all sorts of different things. We could go over, you know, the very, very, very minimal details. But, you know, the basic idea is that these two words are quite similar. If we dissect them more, there could be some more differences. But that's not the point. The point is to learn in these chunks and idioms and knowledge of which word to use, depending on formality. And also, like Lindsay said, kind of exaggeration or the tone you want to have. So
definitely.
I think it's important to keep this in mind when you encounter words that are similar. You know, maybe there isn't a big difference, but it's good, you know, to think about these chunks. And that's a good way to learn as well, Lindsay. So, anything you wanted to add, Lindsay?
No, I think this is good. It's good to know. It's good to pick your battles, right? And know when to focus on chunks instead and when to really worry about the differences. And this is an example of where you shouldn't get tied up over the differences between these two. But it was a good question from Radmila.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm happy that Radmila is really paying attention to language and really getting curious about those two words. That's awesome.
For sure. Yeah, I think it was a great language. Brings up some great points. And now, guys, the whole kit and caboodle. Go out and use it.
All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.